On Life and Technology, we're going to be doing a series, and we're commencing it now, on assisting you to understand what you need to do if you have a business, or if you've got an idea for a business, or you've got a hobby that could one day become a business, how you can take it online. Because when I look back to when I started my business, it was 20 years ago now, one of the things that gave me a leg up and really accelerated the growth of the business was the fact that I knew how to take it online, and that was 20 years ago. So if you have the same understandings, not maybe to the level that I was enjoying so many years ago, but if you have a similar understanding today, you can take what you're doing now onto the internet and grow your business or develop your business much more quickly. Now, one of the companies that is engaged with the radio station selling the message at the moment is GoDaddy, and we're very lucky to have in the studio with us today Tracy Hall, Marketing Director of GoDaddy Australia, to give us some hints and tips on how to do this. How are you, Tracy?
I'm well, thanks, Charlie. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you know that my domain names are hosted with you guys. That's totally separate. It's been like that for about the last 10 years. But I wanted to talk to you about, with the domain name, one of the things that people hear about when it comes to the internet is the .com, the .com.au, the .nets. That's a domain name, isn't it? What is it about choosing your domain name that is so important? How do you go about choosing your domain name?
Well, you're right, Charlie. Your domain name is your unique identity on the internet. So if you think of it like your street address, but for the internet, it's how people find you. It's what they type into the URL bar at the top of the Internet Explorer.
So it's your address, and it's different from your website, isn't it? Because it's your address, whereas your website is the bit that actually carries the content.
Yeah, that's right. So a good analogy to think of is the domain name is your street address. It's online where people can search and find you. And your website is like your house. It's the page or the pages that store all your data, the content, the imagery that make up the final product that is visible on the screen.
The interesting thing about a domain name is when I go looking for starting new businesses, because I come up with new businesses and so do many of our listeners, they come up with these ideas. I go looking for the domain name availability first before I name the business. Is that the right thing to be doing?
Well, it depends. It's like the chicken or the egg in a way. But if you come up with a business name and the domain name isn't available, then how do you have a presence online that represents your business name? So it is a good idea to check whether the domain name is available. But obviously the domain name has to be in line with what you want to do as a business and represent your business idea as well.
Because if you want the .com domain name, there is only one .com domain name. There's one .com.au domain name, isn't there? Once they're gone, they're gone.
Once they're gone, they're gone. And there are a lot of extensions. So there's .net, there's .org, there's .me. There are a lot of extensions that you can choose. But the best idea is to find one where you can have multiple extensions so that you cover all of them, so that nobody else can take your business name and business idea with a domain name that matches.
Well, that's a good idea. Now, your service, GoDaddy, how do I use that to find a domain name and register it?
So you just go onto the website and there's a search bar. So you just type it in, and it's really clever. It comes up and it tells you whether the domain name is actually available. And if it's not, it tells you which extensions are available or which combinations of those words might be available. So whilst a name may not be available because somebody else has bought it or taken it, it gives you options as to what you can do about that. So you can approach the person who owns that domain and ask to buy it from them, or you can look at a different combination of words around your business name that that might be relevant to purchase.
I did that for cybershack.com. It cost me about $5,000 10 years ago. But the interesting thing about that was that now that I own the domain name, it's mine. I just pay that regular renewal fee.
That's right. Once it's yours, it's yours. So it's a good idea to get in there quick and secure it for your business.
And you don't even need to have a business. I registered domain names for all my friends' new babies that are born under their name, thinking that, you know, once they're grown up, they may want that domain name for a business or whatever purpose. And once I've registered it, given it to them as a gift, it's theirs, right?
I think that's a fantastic idea. In fact, I'm going to steal that from you, if that's okay.
You're more than welcome to do that. Now, if you want to check out more details, register a domain name or read up more information, your website is godaddy.com.au.
That's right.
Go there and check that out. We'll be having more segments with Tracy Hall, Marketing Director for GoDaddy Australia, over the coming weeks to give you the tools that you need to know to develop your online business or turn that idea into a business should you have one.